Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 25th day of September 2009. We're going to be live here with a completely jam-packed broadcast for the next 4 hours. Coming up, we're going to get updates in the second and fourth hour from our crew in the ground, on the ground, for the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Then we've got Bob Chatman of the International Forecaster joining us as well to talk about all the different economic developments that have taken place. Rob Dew, who I sent out of town last minute Tuesday night, was the producer that set up Dave Mustaine, and he'll probably be on today. They said he was excited to come on, but we may have had some scheduling snafu, so he may be in the third hour or fourth hour or on with us next week. There's also some touring issues going on, but Dave Mustaine with his new album with Megadeth called Endgame, about global government and mass eugenics extermination, will be on the show very soon. We also, of course, had Congressman Ron Paul for an amazing interview yesterday, and Congressman Grayson. We've got more congressmen coming up next week, probably Grayson again. Just incredibly important radio show. Every day it gets more intense. Here is what we have on our plate. Barack Obama and the mainstream corporate media and Israel and England are all beating the drum that Iran now has secret nuclear facilities and weapons. Same lie they used 7 years ago on Iraq. They are now pushing it big time, even though the CIA's own report says that they were left alone to do whatever they wanted. It would still be another 7 years till they got a primitive A-bomb. Of course, the U.S. helped give Pakistan nukes, but nobody's worried about that. This is just a pretext to attack Iran over their oil supply. And notice that right as they're beating the drums and right as Israel's saying they're getting ready to strike Iran as early as the winter 2009 into the end of winter 2010, anytime in the next 4 to 5 months, notice that suddenly they have bomb plots they foil in Dallas, Texas, and also in Illinois. And then it turned out they've charged some people in New York with lying to federal officials. They can't even charge them with terrorism. It's come out over and over again that they frame people, set people up. The modus operandi with the 93 World Trade Center bombing is the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. The group was led by a federal informant who then thought that they were setting him up, that it wasn't a sting, that they were really going to bomb the building. He recorded the FBI and gave a press conference on the courthouse steps, releasing the tapes to the media. It's in the New York Times that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, threw Ahmad Salam, and he blew the whistle on them. And remember in 2006 in the Florida, Miami reported bombings with Muslim black extremists. Turned out they weren't Muslims, they were Christians. They were street kids, potheads. The FBI gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, rented out a warehouse, told them they'll give them more money and more marijuana if they dress up in camouflage and make videos and shoot video of the federal building. So they were led by a black FBI informant posing as a Rastafarian. And it's just the same thing with 2 years ago with the Muslim kids in Toronto and the Royal Mounted Police delivering ammonium nitrate to their door, fertilizer. This is the exact same thing. And notice the feds like to do this in clusters, like, oh, my gosh, look, there's bomb plots everywhere. Oh, my gosh, Iran may be behind it. Oh, my gosh, Iran's with al-Qaeda. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group of the Sunni-based, Wahhabist-based al-Qaeda. And actually, al-Qaeda, mainstream news, works for the CIA and is trying to destabilize and attack Iran. Also, hundreds, go to Google, type in New World Order, hundreds of news articles saying a world government, the end of the dollar, is being formed at the G20 right now. And the even bigger, more important news, military police kidnap G20 protester, shove him into unmarked car and snatch and grab. Preliminary viewing the video, it looks staged to me. We'll tell you what's behind that and a lot more. Huge broadcast today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
World government is openly being announced and formed in front of our very eyes. Barack Obama has engaged in high treason and become the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council. The U.N. Security Council is the most powerful body, the only body with real power in the U.N. The Secretary General chairs the General Assembly of all the different third world countries that have no power. Only the G20 finance ministers have the real power in the governmental systems of the nation states. But the Security Council and its rotating 15-member board is the true power in the United States. Nations. And President Obama has violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, taking his seat on the rotating board. Every 15 months, he is now saying he will chair it for the month-long duration of the month-long term. And he has to swear an oath to the U.N. Charter to do that. That is in complete contravention to our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and his oath of office. We're going to be discussing that. I have a huge stack of news here today where they are openly announcing world government, the New World Order. Just absolutely amazing. We have Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. We see media hype and propaganda about how they have hidden nukes and hidden facilities. We're seeing a complete replay of 2002 and 2003 with a strike 6.5 years ago on Iraq. We have military police kidnapping G20 protesters, not just one, but one on video, but other confirmed reports. Anyone that even spoke out against it or videotaped it was then arrested by riot police and drug away. This is right out of Maoist China or Soviet Russia. And then we have the Newspaper Revitalization Act, with Barack Obama saying he wants it to pass to federalize the major newspapers, openly a violation of the First Amendment. They're taking over the churches to the faith-based initiatives, and the clergy response teams are taking over the newspapers. They're taking over the auto industry. They're taking over the banking industry. They want to take over health care, 20% of what's left of the economy. You think the insurance companies and hospitals do a sorry job sometimes. They're angels compared to the government. That's why the insurance companies are actually lobbying in many cases for this government takeover, because then they're going to have liability protection. So that is all coming up today as well. I also want to get into the fact that these bomb plots in Dallas and in Illinois are classically staged to hype all this Iran fear. We are also going to get into this piece of propaganda. Spanking lowers a child's IQ, researchers say. And we have caught these different government researchers and university researchers. Well, remember the 5 years ago, a big Illinois, Chicago study came out saying that the founding fathers didn't like guns and only 10% of the colonists owned guns. And then other researchers, like John Lott, the professor, went and researched it and found it was all a lie, and the professor was disbarred. There needs to be an investigation of this study, because I'll guarantee you that the higher IQ families lied when they were asked in the survey and the study if they spanked their children, knowing that it's not illegal to spank your children, it's just illegal to hurt them physically, and that they would have their children taken. And I've seen this in polling science studies. When the media calls up a household and asks a controversial question, they found that, depending on the question, around half of people will lie and go with what they believe the politically correct answer is. And the margin of error in the study is more than 5%. And so the whole thing is a fraud, but it's in the Los Angeles Times. Spanking lowers a child's IQ. Researchers say being spanked as a child is linked to having a lower IQ, according to a study presented today at the International Conference on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma in San Diego. That's a UN NGO-sponsored event. And again, the UN has openly stated hundreds of times they want to end the family. They want no authority of the parents over the children. And even if you don't spank your children, they routinely take them for bruises on their knees, playing in the playground. I know parents here in Austin whose children at school fall off a jungle gym and break their finger or arm. CPS goes ahead and takes them. It just goes, children fall off the front porch, knock a tooth out. Something that happened to me. They try to take your children. Your child is playing in a tree, falls out, dislocates their shoulder. They take them. They are hunting your children. They're doing everything they can to set the precedent to take them. As John P. Holder in White House Science Czar's own government policy textbook states openly that they want to take basically all children globally and raise them in government dormitories. China is the model, the first country in the last 30 years to attempt this. Of course, they started with 2,000 families. Now it's 20-plus thousand in England at birth, or if you're on welfare or in the government system involved in their Secure Start, they don't call it Head Start over there, that 20,000 homes and growing, they want to double it again by next year, it'll be 40,000, have cameras in every room in the house, in the kitchen, in the bedrooms, in the bathrooms. Government bureaucrats watch you 24/7, making you, quote, eat proper meals, go to sleep, on time and that you don't raise your voice to your children. Now, of course, the government can lock them up in little prison cells. The government can abuse them, can rape them five times more likely in U.S. averages, even higher in England, for the government to abuse children than any other group. But they're all above the law and held to a different, lower standard. Parents are held to a bizarre standard of no yelling, no spanking, no nothing. And so the cameras will be going in your homes. Houston police chief 2 years ago called for cameras in everyone's homes in Houston. They are now taking warrantless checkpoints, taking blood at checkpoints. It just goes on and on and on and on everywhere with the different things that they are doing. I sound a bit distracted here. I had a giant stack on my desk with about 15 articles or so that I printed up where the mainstream media is calling for world government. I also had a print up here of all of my YouTube clips that I was going to be playing. No, that's not it. That's the YouTube stack. Oh, it doesn't matter. We can go to Google and type in New World Order, and they'll all print up. I have two of them here. USA Today, Obama set stage for New World Order. Obama now president of the world. I've got all of that. The producers have begged me to clean the desk off every day, but I end up doing it about every week. There's literally probably 1,000 or more articles sitting here on my stack. Sarkozy's called for New World Order. Basically, every world leader we know of, Gordon Brown, Sarkozy, the Brazilian president, they've all called for a new world order, and they've described what that new world order is. And they say it's a banking dictatorship over the planet. The only person, the only world leader to slam it was the president of the Czech Republic, Václav Klaus, and he slammed global government and said, we don't want global governance, that it will ruin our society. And I've got that in my stack from Wednesday. This is very bizarre, but I will no doubt find it during the break. I had it when I started the show. But we're going to go over all of this today. One of the other huge, 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 huge issues that we're going to be covering today is military police kidnap G20 protester, shove him into unmarked car. And this is on video. Now, we've got scores of videos of police coming up to women doing nothing and billy clubbing them in the head or tackling them. For some reason, they love to attack women. We've got video of the sound cannons firing at people that is right out of a sci-fi nightmare, sci-fi dystopic movie. Black armored vehicles, police and military, police in black uniforms broadcasting, this is an unlawful assembly, you must disperse, and then firing rubber bullets and beanbags at people and tear gas and sound cannons. And then military just pulling up in unmarked cars, jumping out in military uniforms and grabbing peaceful protesters and slamming them into cars and dragging them away. But I see the officers, the military men, smiling. And we saw this in Ottawa in 2008 at the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership Summit. And it did. And I said, that's fake. That is a provocateur staging stuff for the media. And then the police stage arrest of them. And we'll probably end up getting contacted by the person. Some people listen to the show if they're not a Fed. But preliminarily, I will give you the preliminary judgment. This is staged. Now, why would they be staging the arrest? Again, unmarked champagne, Crown Vic pulls up, three military MPs pile out, they grab the guy, and it looks like the urban warfare drills I've been to where they hire actors to scream and yell and say, oh no, not the camp. Why would they be staging snatch and grabs? Now, it may be real. Either way, it's bad. They're either training everybody to accept snatch and grabs with the military, or it really happened. And the reports are pouring in that, no, the military is arresting people for no reason. But this looks staged. Now, I can't play the audio, so we'll have to go to it once we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'll talk over it with play-by-play. because there's so much profanity as protesters are screaming and dropping F-bombs. But you can watch them uncensored at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Jason Burmes, Jason Douglas, and Rob Dew will be reporting live from the G20. Unbelievable developments there. I'm going to break the snatch and grabs down, the LRAD weapons, the microwave guns, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, the beanbags. The media lying and saying that, the protesters attacked police, so they attacked them. No, they said no assembly anywhere in the city. No permits to protest. See, first they say, oh, you still got your right to protest, but you got to get a permit. And then they say, oh, we're not issuing a permit under special rules. Then they start attacking people, and a few dozen stage mask feds. They've been, again, we caught them in Denver, caught them in Seattle, caught them in England, caught them in Canada. Mainstream news. I have seen the video. These are all big guys that are doing this. They are cops or informants, period. And it always comes out a month or two later, but as minor footnotes in the newspapers, not the big news, the big national news. So that is coming up. I found the stack here. I found the stack. As world government is openly being announced, Obama set stage for New World Order, USA Today. Community organizing the world. Another headline out of the Trumpet. Press TV, Brazil, after New World Order and economy. The Star, out of Toronto, changing power structure shapes a new world order. Then I printed off the actual Google list page. New economic order takes shape at G20. Reuters. G20 to police new world economic order. New world order after Pittsburgh. In fact, guys, just print me all of these. I didn't even print these. The first block of articles that come up, it says 4,644 news articles. Now, because Google, that's just in the first bunch of New World Order headlines. And there's 4,644 in Google News articles with the title New World Order. Now, I'm sorry. I normally say I see hundreds of New World Order articles a day or a week. That's me underestimating. Because there's no way to count all these. People then send me emails going, they're not hundreds. You're right, I'm wrong. Let me correct myself. I really apologize. It's not hundreds, as I said at the start of the show. It's 4,644 in one news block. In a separate news block of the term New World Order, there's 394 in the second block. And then you go down to the next block, there's 109. And you go down to the next block for New World Order, there's 3,887. These are all different articles, so I'm sorry. There's, looks like more than 8,000 here. I apologize. It's not hundreds. It's 8,000 plus. I mean, every newspaper I went and looked at today said New World Order, most of them on the front page. And I am laughed at. I am made fun of. It is all a big joke to the yuppies that there's no New World Order. Ted Turner doesn't want to have a world government to curb population. They're not having secret population reduction meetings. Thousands of government documents don't say they're poisoning the water and vaccines. Of course, they really do say that, but it doesn't matter to the cops and military. It's too much fun to go out there and walk up to a woman. They went out to the Pittsburgh University. We've got video of this. And there's just students there coming out of their dorms and coming out of events, and they just start beating the daylights out of them. People are like, why are you here? And they say, no assemblies allowed. And they're like, this is the university. And the cop just hits her with a billy club. I mean, that's what America is. Ladies and gentlemen, we have videos up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where, and there's hundreds of these YouTube videos, probably thousands. I haven't counted them up. It's in the hundreds. I mean, I can't even watch them all. And you'll just see an empty street in the middle of a neighborhood, and here comes a giant armored vehicle announcing no one is allowed on the streets, no congregations, no one. If you're on the street, no matter what's your business, flee now. And they go, and they turn on the sound cannon. And the person ducks back into the business. There's no one on the streets. We've got photos and videos of little kids in their front yards covering their ears as the sound cannon rolls by. Just little kids in Pittsburgh at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon after school on a Thursday, and our guys are out there right now getting more footage of this, and just little kids are out playing baseball or playing with a soccer ball. I mean, I'm talking, I got one photo where it looks like it's a 9-year-old kid, and he's sitting there with horror. In fact, I found that last night with Aaron. He's not here yet because we were up here until 2 in the morning, but as soon as he gets in, it's in Aaron's email, and it just shows the little kid just in his front yard, looking with fear at the police driving by with a sound cannon, hitting him hard. Because the cops have been trained zero tolerance. The city code under Pennsylvania Patriot Act, that's what they call it there, says that you're not allowed to be outside your house. This is martial law. Hit that 9-year-old. And so they shatter his ear canal. He'll have permanent damage. But hey, all in a day's work. Well, don't worry, cops. They're going to take your pension fund. Your bosses are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
I'm looking at Google News at 8,000, roughly. It's more than that, but just on the first page. 8,000 articles with the title New World Order in quotes. 8,000 headlines like New World Order is born. President Obama. Obama, president of the world. World government is here. World government has arrived. G22 police new economic order. That's the London Telegraph. Reuters, new world economic order takes shape at G20. Emergence of G20 signals new world order. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Maybe I should just sit here for the next 4 hours or the 3.5 hours we got left, roughly, and just read 1,000 headlines for you. I mean, there is a world government. It is run by private banks. We have let a group of private banking families control the treasury departments of almost every major nation on earth and the G20, and they have issued themselves tens of trillions of dollars a year in fiat currency and credit to buy everything up. The resources, the media companies, the militaries, the governments, and everyone just bows down to con artists. John D. Rockefeller, the big patriarch of the Rockefeller family, 150-something years ago when he got going, his father, talk about a devilish-looking guy with his big beard. You can pull up the Rockefeller family history online, look at him. He was a snake oil salesman that made a whole bunch of money selling opium as a cure-all in bottles. And then he was the first snake oil salesman to not just send out a wagon himself and go town to town. He thought, I'll franchise this. I'll have warehouses all over the East and the West as the railroads expanded. And he thought of branding and banners and the name of his company. And he sent out thousands of wagons on the trains to go to even the smallest town selling snake oil. And they made tens of millions of dollars in 1840s, 50s, and 60s money. And then when he died, he gave John D. every centella of it. And John D. struck oil and created a monopoly over that with Standard Oil. And John D. then hired Pinkerton Security to go out to small towns where people set up gold mines, and they would walk in, blow the sheriff's head off, kill the mayor, burn the town down, and bring in different mercenary forces. Now, that's who set up the New World Order. They sent out wagons with opium, and they got everybody addicted to drugs, and they got filthy rich off that, and then they went out and took the gold mines and took the coal mines, and they went out at gunpoint and took the silver mines, and they went out and took over the oil fields, and they rule this planet with the Queen of England and the Rothschilds, period. Because John D.'s daddy, I forget his name, do me a favor, pull up John D. Rockefeller, the first father, it'll pull up. I forget his name. John D. Rockefeller's father. I forget his name. When we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour, we'll have that and have his name for you. The name escapes me at the time. But that's the history of it. I've studied it, read several books on it. And it's on the Rockefellers' own family website. I've got a PBS documentary about the Rockefellers made 15 years ago or so. I guess early 90s, more than that now. And they just brag about the whole thing. And all the famous cases. You ever seen that Clint Eastwood movie? It's not High Plains Drifter, but it's a similar one. It's the one where he goes into the little town and the local gold mining company brings in the regulators and start killing all the gold miners who won't hand over their land. That is based on a whole bunch of true stories. They did that in Oklahoma and Colorado. They did that in Texas. They did that in California. And they just walk right up to little kids and put a gun right to their head. And a famous case in Colorado that happened in the last century. They came into a gold mining town, rode down the families, burned it down, shot little kids in the back, killed hundreds. There's just too many cases of this. And that's all they are. They're snake oil salesmen that took that money and learned how to create monopolies and learned how to hire mercenaries. And what are they doing today with the mercenaries, with Blackwater and all the rest of these companies? What are they doing to our nation? What have they turned us into? They own the private prisons. They own the banks that launder the drug money. They control the conduits that ship the drugs in. They own it and run it and dominate it all. And if you look at David Rockefeller, he has funded hundreds of groups calling for world government. He makes George Soros look like a small-time amateur at running groups, and Soros funds hundreds of groups on record, billions and billions a year. And this is how they dominate our planet. This is how they operate. This is how they get their job done. And now they've come into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they're openly announcing that in the next 2 years they're going to go ahead and scrap the dollar. And when we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, that's all we've got left. That's our export is dollars. That we don't really make anything. We don't really do anything except military and propaganda. And now we're going to lose the dollar. And on it, they're going to have a new global system that regulates all the sub-currencies and sets the interest rates and the currency rates. And they're openly announcing in the news in thousands of articles today, not hundreds, thousands today and thousands yesterday and thousands the day before and thousands of articles the day before that. They say, we're setting up a new world order. And what is that? and they brag. Obama says at the UN that a unipolar world is over, that the American empire is over. That's right. We have served our purpose to empower the world government empire. Now we recede into history. We are looted. We become a third world police state that just supplies military hardware and troops. And Europe and China become the center of the New World Order, along with Russia, and the global taxation system with the carbon tax is now being erected and set up. And they explain that that is what it means. The group of 20 rich and developing countries is to take on a new role as caretaker of the global economy. Oh, they'll be the caretaker, the London Telegraph says, giving rising stars such as China and India more say in world affairs. And Obama now chairs. You see, the 15-member rotating Security Council has always had the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. chairing it when it falls to the United States every 15 months. Because Article 1, Section 9 states the president can't serve a foreign government or corporation or swear an oath to any other group or take a title of nobility. Can't take a job as the chairman of the East India Company. Can't take a job, can't become knighted by the throne in all of its duties. Can't be part of another government. Can't be a minister in the Austrian or the Chinese government. And you certainly can't be a minister in the G20. You certainly, and again, that's the governmental chairs of the banking system of the nation states. And you certainly can't, as a president, be seated as the chairman of the UN Security Council and its 15 members. But President Obama did it, and he's now being called the president of the world. That's what they're doing. And he's setting the precedent. And that's why, and later we're going to play the video of this when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, but play the audio for radio listeners. That's why whenever Obama 2 days ago gaveled in the UN Security Council, Henry Kissinger that was there, and Obama thanked him with his mouth hanging open. Susan Rice, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, was in ecstasy behind him. Rahm Emanuel was in ecstasy. Some of them, General James L. Jones, the head of the National Security Council, the NORTHCOM dictatorship, Rice was shaking. Rice was in ecstasy. In fact, they admitted on CNN and Fox that everyone was twittering in the chamber and freaking out over him, quote, becoming president of the world, and that a new world order had been born. And Obama didn't look too excited when he was sworn in or gave a speech to be U.S. president, January 21st of 2009. But when Obama gaveled, his voice was shaking. He radiated a Hitlerian-type energy, that dictator energy I've seen out of Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. And he truly blazed with a demoniac glow. Go watch it for yourself. I mean, this was at every instinctive and political and intellectual level in my soul and heart and mind and intellect. This really shook me in the last 2 days to watch this. He is the prototype of things to come, but they're openly announcing world taxes, world regulation, shutting down our economy, kids tattling on their parents as climate cops, writing their parents tickets from the public school, the public schools becoming the spy bases to take over the communities. It is all happening. What you're seeing is the complete destruction and fall of the republic. Now, we can use this against them, though, like judo. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing world taxation, openly announcing no free speech in major U.S. cities when any big event happens. Sound cannoning 9-year-old children in their front yards and neighborhoods, driving down empty streets, announcing no one's allowed to be on the streets. That is classical martial law. Invoking the Patriot Act of Pennsylvania. That's the code they're invoking. Pennsylvania was chosen for this meeting because it has the most draconian state laws. Remember back in 2003, they passed the Pennsylvania Patriot Act that has the sneak and peeks, the secret arrests, the snatch and grabs. And the military is now snatching and grabbing, just pulling up. And randomly, it appears, grabbing peaceful protesters off the streets. But the police and the military are laughing, and it looks completely staged. But just setting that precedent of snatch and grabs, where they pull up in a van or a car, grab you by your shoulders, and drag you screaming into the vehicle. It is unspeakably evil. And they're setting these beta test precedents, just like they did in 99 with Seattle. saying no free speech allowed in the city after they had 50 hired anarchists stage attacks on police, and that was all declassified, run by the Delta Force, the FBI, and the Secret Service. The G20 admits, and Pittsburgh admits, that the Secret Service and Army are running this operation. Look at my reporters. Defense Link puts out a press release, says that media can come talk to them where they're massing at the National Guard Armory. They pull up the front gate, say, hi, we're from InfoWars, we're from and they said, well, what's that on TV? Well, we're on Channel 10 in Austin and the radio. And they told him that. And they laughed at him, came back, said, we want to talk to your boss. Then they got me on the phone. Then they laughed at us and said, get out of here. Maybe come back tomorrow. Then they call the police and say, people are at our perimeter sneaking around. They ran from us. We got their plate number. The police call us up on the cell phone they got from the rent car company posing as an Alamo rental car person and say, we know you're a terrorist and you're never going to get off the terrorist watch list in your life. Laughing about it. This is the new secret police America. 9-year-olds being hit with sound cannons by police in black uniforms in the Army. Here's CNN crowing, but at the same time whitewashing, like, oh, for a day. No, he's not head of the United Nations for a day. And if you study the UN power structure, the Secretary General is the head of the General Assembly. But of the 180-plus nations in it, only 15 have voting power. The real government, it's not the shadow government, but it is, you don't really hear about it in the media much. But you notice one veto of one Security Council member can override the entire General Assembly. It's the real power. And Barack Obama is now the president of the UN. He's now the chairman of the UN Security Council. Here is CNN celebrating.
Barack Obama caused some usually dull diplomats to come to life in the historic United Nations Security Council. Obama's UN debut created a stir even in a room packed with heads of state and government. And for a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world. Flanked by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice, Mr. Obama used the United States one-month council presidency to drive approval of a resolution aimed at putting more teeth into curbing the spread of nuclear weapons. Prior to now, there have been only four such Security Council summits.
I called for this one so that we may address at the highest level a fundamental threat to the security of all peoples and all nations. The spread and use of nuclear weapons.
The resolution calls for tighter controls on nuclear materials to prevent military usage or theft. The U.S. wants the resolution to provide momentum for action on nukes.
Okay, let's stop right there. How did they sell the League of Nations after the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and others, British intelligence on record, staged the assassination of the Archduke to start World War I? They said, we have to have this to end war. Then they got their League of Nations. Then they staged World War II, telling Hitler to go ahead and invade. That's now been declassified. They're setting him up. Not saying he's good, it's just the fact they set him up. That's why the Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, flew into England with the treaty, saying, look, we signed a secret treaty. The King of England had to advocate. He'd been a Nazi. But now they've always pushed the UN. Oh, we got to have a world government, global governance, to stop a nuclear war while the globalists give nukes out to everybody. They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China on record. They gave it to Pakistan. They gave it to South Africa. They gave it to Israel. And now, oh, we got to have a world government to stop nukes spreading. So that's just the front. But the real power they want is financial. Now, here is Obama. This is directly from the UN, gaveling in the Security Council as the president of the world. Here it is. That's the UN intro.
The 6,191st meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is before the Council in document S/agenda/6,191, which reads, quote, maintenance of international peace and security, nuclear proliferation, and nuclear disarmament. Unless I hear any objection, I shall consider the agenda adopted. Agenda is adopted. I wish to warmly welcome the distinguished heads of state and government, the Secretary General, the Director General of the IAEA, ministers, and other distinguished representatives present in the Security Council chamber. Your presence is an affirmation of the importance of the subject matter to be discussed. The Security Council summit will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda.
All right. You can go watch hours of it online at the UN if you want. That's directly from the United Nations, what we just played. Now, he is the president of the world. And that's how this six system works with the 15 members. They each get to be president of the world, and that's how they consider themselves. That's what they are openly announced as. And coming up in 15 months again, he will be the president of the world one more time. And in all the Financial Times of London headlines and a whole bunch of others, they say that this is cementing world government, that Obama is bringing the U.S. into world government, that he is relinquishing U.S. control over the world government. Because it's well known the U.S. runs the world government right now. And it was the Pentagon in 1946 that created the United Nations at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco. The Rockefellers put the money up for it there to lease the base and in New York. And so, this is a horrible day for our nation. Our military, our government, our traitors, they've totally sold us out, and they're going to steal everything that's even nailed down. You got that?
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We're going under UN law.
Sword and pistol by my
They're going to incrementally
side.
Take all of your children from you. They're going to home inspect you every month for environmental and social issues. They're going to inspect your garage sales. It's going to be $15 million fines. $100,000 fines, first infraction, $15 million fines, second infraction. They're going to have warrantless checkpoints taking your blood. They're going to continue to take your blood at birth under a UN program, 36 years old, putting a UN bioweapons registry for race-specific bioweapons. They're going to set up world government. They're going to carry out forced population reduction. They're going to put more poison in the water and food, more GMO, and they're going to just watch everybody die, everybody become mentally retarded, everybody literally just falling dead around you incrementally, testing it, gauging it, until it's just completely normal that everybody has cancer, everybody's dying, and the globalists are just laughing and giggling and snickering about it. Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare. Well, it is. Hitler was a nightmare. Stalin was a nightmare. Mao was a nightmare. They were all funded by these people. Pol Pot. All of them. We have the government documents. We have the proof. It isn't just a world government that's going to tax you and run your life with Tobin taxes and money transfer taxes and carbon taxes. World government is only the tool, as John P. Holder and White House Science Czar says. The planetary regime is the tool to kill you. And the reason they may succeed is because it's so bold, it's so off the charts, it's so outrageous, it's so criminal, it's so corrupt, that they would openly in the last year, still over $50 trillion worldwide, $23.7 trillion, and again, that's a two-month-old number, it'll be $28 trillion following the trend, next time, $28 trillion plus. I always underestimate what it's going to be next time they announce it every 2 months. We're due to hear. It's $23.7 trillion almost 2 months ago. We're due to hear the new number, and I cringe. And they just are openly stealing every treasury blind, openly deploying police and military on the streets everywhere, openly coming in with tyranny. Now, if we speak out and point out that it's just a group of private bankers doing this, we can start reversing it. That's why one of our biggest hopes is Ron Paul's resolution to audit these people, because we're starting the process and beginning to really draw blood in the fight. Really beginning to land some strong punches on the enemy, that people are now going, wait, banks run the country? Private banks control the government? All over the world, people are finding out as the End the Fed movement goes global. And they're starting to get scared. That's why they're accelerating their program right now. They were trying incremental, but they were starting to fail. They realize they're now behind the eight ball. This is red level emergency. This is real. Gut up and get educated about this stuff. I know that you want to rationalize and tell yourself this isn't true because it's scary. But listen, it is real. We've proven it's real in Endgame and Terror Storm and the Obama deception. And all the mainstream news is now confirming everything we told you. But they put their own sick spin on it. And support us. That's why the establishment with the mainstream media and alternative media attacks Ron Paul, attacks me, attacks anybody that they know is effectively countering them to try to get everybody fighting with each other, with divide and conquer, instead of identifying the New World Order. Ron Paul isn't the one raising your taxes. Ron Paul isn't the one bringing in a world carbon tax. Ron Paul isn't the one taking over our economy. Alex Jones. Now that's me. I'm not the one that runs your life. I'm not the one that's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and trying to make you take them. And so when the feds try to get us all infighting, realize that that's their attempt with COINTELPRO. And they also use just the general public's jealousy of anybody successful to play us off against each other. You ever seen crabs in a bucket if you're crab fishing at the beach? Put three or four in the bucket, they could climb out if they worked with each other. But any crab that tries to climb out, they all run over and pinch him and drag him down. If we don't get over the crab in the bucket syndrome, well, you're going to see what's going to happen. But we are mounting a successful offensive against the enemy. We'll be right back with reports from the G20 from our reporters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.